Haines breaks ground on a veterans village, and Skagway students return from an international competition. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. This is a story of two men. They led different lives, but both were veterans from Southeast Alaska. Dr. Walter Soboloff was a respected Native leader who died in 2011 at the age of 102. He served as chaplain in the Alaska Army National Guard for 20 years and retired as a lieutenant colonel. Howard McRae was born in Anchorage and grew up in Haines. He served in the Army in the Korean War and was assigned to Special Forces in Vietnam. He also served in the Honor Guard for President John F. Kennedy during the slain president's funeral. He is the most decorated veteran from the Chilkat Valley. It's not clear if these men ever met each other, but they did both meet former Representative Bill Thomas of Haines. McRae, as a command sergeant major, took a young Private Thomas under his wing when both men were stationed at Fort Bragg in the 60s. And Thomas met Soboloff several times when Thomas served with the state legislature and on Native organizations. It was Soboloff who originally planted the seed of an idea in Thomas's mind for a veterans home in Haines. The way Thomas tells it, he was asking Soboloff about a friend who moved from Southeast to the Pioneers home in Palmer.
But I said, how are you doing? I'm doing fine, but my friend is moving to Palmer. I said, why is that? He said, we don't have a veterans home in Southeast. Walter was dying of cancer, and he didn't want to leave home. He said, I want to stay home with my friends in my remaining days. I'd rather be home with my friends than leave them.
Thomas enlisted the help of the board of directors of the Haines Assisted Living Center. The organization built and manages an assisted living center and elder care facility in town. The directors decided they had the ability to organize and run a similar facility specifically for veterans. Thomas secured about $6 million in state funding, and on April 27th, Thomas, Walter Soboloff Jr., and Howard McRae's widow, Sarah, took turns with the shovel, breaking the snowy ground at the site where the Soboloff McRae Veterans Village will stand. Afterward, the Jilkat Kwan dancers from Klukwan led the crowd across the street to the American Legion for speeches and a dinner. Thomas reminisced with stories about McRae and Soboloff, and Walter Soboloff Jr. gave a short speech, saying his father would be honored to have his name attached to such a project.
The late Dr. Walter Soboloff Sr. loved his people and he loved his country. Period. End of speech. Thank you very much.
The privately run Veterans Village, when completed in about 2 years, will include 11 housing units in the center of town and next to the assisted living center. Veterans and veterans' families will be given preference for the units once applications start being accepted. Rent will be on a sliding scale. The building will also include office space. It's hoped that medical and nonprofit organizations will use the office space to provide on-site support services. The $6 million in state funding is earmarked for construction. Haines Assisted Living is raising money to create a permanent fund that will cover ongoing operational costs. The only other designated veterans home in the state is in Palmer, but Haines is a natural spot for a private veterans home, say organizers. According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, veterans make up about 15% of Haines's and Klukwan's population, and more than two-thirds of those are over 65. And so maybe the story isn't just about two veterans named Soboloff and McRae. It's also about veterans like Jimbo Stevens, a Klukwan elder who was at the recent groundbreaking. For him, the Veterans Village means when or if he needs a smaller or more convenient housing option, he won't have to leave the community he's lived in all his life, except for those 3 years he spent in Vietnam.
You know, I went in out of a little village, 100 people, and get shoved into the limelight of life, just 18 years old, shoved into a war. And it's hard adjustment, but you got to learn fast. There's no way I should be here right now talking to you like this, but I am. And I'm fortunate, very fortunate. And to not being sent out when you're getting too old to care for yourself is a big plus.
For more information on the Haines Veterans Village and to follow its progress, visit HainesVeteransVillage.org. Team Artha Droids from the Skagway School returned home this week from the World Festival in St. Louis, where the middle schoolers made an impressive showing in front of 80 international teams. Here's Coach Mary Thole.
Their minds and their eyes and their hearts were just on fire. They were so inspired, and so they had so much fun. And it was an amazing once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them.
The first LEGO robotics competition features middle school teams who are judged on teamwork, robot design, and programming in a research project tackling an annual theme. This year's theme was Senior Solutions. The Skagway Artha Droids modeled their project on ways to deal with arthritis. The team has been working since last August on a project presentation and building robots that can accomplish different tasks given during a competition. After winning the Southeast title and then the state championship in January, the team was ready to head to the international tournament. And they didn't take for granted the time between the state meet in January and the world stage last week, says Coach Thole. They actually rebuilt the robots and came up with even more ideas.
I mean, they had all these other ideas of things they wanted to accomplish, so they just set aside what they had as a backup, but then redid everything to make score more points, to be more efficient, to save time, and to challenge themselves. And so that was, you know, that was really incredible of how they've used these last 4 months and just worked really hard. They never skipped a beat. I mean, they've still been practicing 2 to 3 times a week since January.
As the only Alaskan team, Skagway competed against teams from across the U.S. in countries like Germany, Switzerland, Pakistan, Brazil, and Israel. The team from China took first in robot performance, but Thole said the Skagway team impressed the judges.
Judging was incredible. My assistant coach and I, Greg Clem, we both just had goosebumps watching, listening to them present. And like one or two kids would present all about their project, one or two of them would about their teamwork, another couple about their robot. And so they all just did such a great job just being who they are and sharing all that they're learning, all they discovered.
The Artha Droids were awarded second place for best exemplifying the core value of inspiration. During the competition, teams set up their pits throughout the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis. The teams shared pins and buttons from their hometowns or home countries and learned from each other's projects.
It was an amazing experience with the diversity of the other kids, the other robots. Our kids, their eyes were just glued to any downtime you had. They were either eating or just watching and observing other teams running their robots and learning from, oh, look how they made that attachment. Oh, look how they did that ramp, and they drive the ramp all the way out on the board, and then they drive right off of it. And it was just, they were so inspired for next year.
Now that the season is over, Coach Thole said the team is taking some well-deserved rest. They will host a family night this week, showing off their final performance for friends and family that have supported them all season. Then the middle school and high school teams will be back at it in August, Thole said. They already know the theme will be natural disasters. Skagway News editor Jeff Brady traveled with the team as chaperone and plans to have a full report and photos in the next issue of the Skagway News. Alaska's tour industry expects more people to visit the state this year. More and larger cruise ships are on their way, bringing visitors through Southeast and across the Gulf of Alaska. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld takes a look at the season and one of its attractions.
Exhibit curator Jackie Manning is confronted by some imposing figures every time she enters the Alaska State Museum's main gallery. They're well-armed, well-armored mannequins displaying years of carving by Sitka Tlingit artist Tommy Joseph. She points to one of the figures with an abalone-eyed helmet, shelled protective neck gear, and the historic equivalent of a Kevlar vest.
Every time I see it, it just leaves quite the impression because it's fully dressed with the slat armor and the collar and the tunic, and it has the bow and the arrow as well as the dagger. It's just such a beautiful example of all of the armor, you know, on one figure.
The museum is but one of hundreds of attractions and excursions ready for Alaska's 2013 tourist season. John Binkley is president of the Alaska Cruise Association, which represents Princess, Holland America, and other large ship lines sailing Alaska waters.
It looks like this will be the first time since 2009 that we'll get back above the 1 million mark for cruise visitors coming to Alaska.
He says the ships will bring nearly 70,000 more visitors north this season. They'll come aboard 28 large ships, one more than last year. And three lines will send larger vessels, making close to 500 separate voyages.
The indications that we've gotten are that the prices are holding steady, which means that there's less discounting, and usually people that are a little more affluent than coming to Alaska this summer. So that should be good news for retail merchants, as well as those who have shore excursions that hopefully people purchase when they get off the ship.
Sarah Leonard is president of the Alaska Travel Industry Association, a statewide tour business group.
Last summer, we know that visitors reached 1.8 million in Alaska, and that was the first increase we saw in over 4 years. And then with some new service being offered for this summer in new airline service and new cruise ship berths coming to Alaska, we see positive growth.
This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld for help with this report. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.